WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
What's up, everybody? Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood Spartan discipline guru. Ever feel like life throws curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? Like, one minute you're crushing it, the next you're face-planting harder than an Olympic gymnast on uneven bars? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going against you? Trust me, I get it. But here's the thing. Those seemingly disastrous moments, those epic fails, they're not just about losing. They're stepping stones on the path to becoming a freaking rock star. Today, we're diving deep into building resilience through experience. Because let's face it, life is a series of learning experiences, whether you like it or not. So buckle up, grab your mental armor, and get ready to level up your resilience game, because today's episode is going to be fire. Here are five key takeaways that will help you transform those failures into fuel for your success. First off, embrace the suck. Seriously, when things go south, don't shy away from it. Don't bury your head in the sand like an ostrich. Instead, face it head on. Acknowledge the setback, analyze what went wrong, no sugarcoating here, and then use that knowledge to chart a new course forward. Remember, a wise guy once said, "The only way to do great work is to love what you do." But let's be real, loving what you do doesn't mean it's always going to be easy. It's about finding joy in the process, even when things get tough. Number two, learn from your mistakes. This might seem obvious, but it's so crucial that I had to highlight it. Mistakes aren't your enemy. They're valuable teachers. Every single stumble, every epic fail, holds a lesson waiting to be unearthed. So instead of beating yourself up about it, dissect those moments like a detective solving a case. Ask yourself, what could have been done differently? What did I learn? How can I apply this knowledge to future endeavors? Remember, even the most successful people are masters at learning from their missteps. Think about Thomas Edison. He famously said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." Number three, practice self-compassion. You're human. You're going to mess up. We all do. So when you inevitably stumble, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Don't let self-criticism become your default mode. Instead, recognize that setbacks are part of the journey and practice being kind to yourself. Remember, resilience isn't about being invincible. It's about bouncing back stronger after every challenge. Okay, number four. Surround yourself with positive influences. Your tribe matters. The people you surround yourself with can either lift you up or drag you down. Choose wisely. Seek out those who inspire, motivate, and support your growth. Be a sponge and absorb their energy and wisdom. Remember, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And finally, number five, celebrate small victories. Don't wait for the grand finale to celebrate your wins. Acknowledge every little step forward, every hurdle overcome, even if it seems insignificant. This keeps you motivated and reinforces your progress. Remember, success is a journey, not a destination. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're training for a marathon, right? You've got the plan, the gear, the motivation, everything except the results. Week after week, you push yourself, but sometimes those legs just feel like lead. You hit those moments where you question your sanity and wonder if maybe running a marathon is just asking for a whole lot of pain. But here's the thing. Each training session, every run, even those grueling hills, they all contribute to building that resilience. you learn to push through discomfort, manage fatigue, and embrace the challenge. And when you finally cross that finish line, it feels like conquering Everest. It's a testament to your mental toughness, your ability to learn from those tough moments, and most importantly, your unwavering belief in yourself. So remember this, life is constantly throwing curveballs. But by embracing the suck, learning from every experience, practicing self-compassion, surrounding yourself with positive influences, and celebrating those small victories, you build a fortress of resilience that can withstand anything life throws at you. All right, Spartans, go out there and own your day. Share this episode with someone who needs a little resilience boost. Leave a review if you enjoyed it. I love hearing from you guys. And remember, tomorrow's another chance to level up. Until next time, stay disciplined, stay focused, and never stop crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.